weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Fees for using credit or debit cards are to be banned. Airlines and ticket firms impose some of the highest charges, but even some government bodies have fees, with South Cambridgeshire District Council imposing some of the highest in the country. The government's announced retailers will be stopped from adding hidden charges at the checkout from next January. Philippa Hart is the Lib Dem spokesman for finance on South Cam's District Council, and she's on the line now. Good afternoon, Philippa.
Hello, Julian.
Thanks very much for joining us on this. It's an interesting thing because these charges have been with us for quite a while. So I'm wondering why the Lib Dems are starting to protest now.
We have already flagged this up at council and had various mealy-mouthed answers from the majority party. Having looked into it more closely and seeing our council named as one of the worst offenders today...
I noticed you're in the company of Ealing West and West Dorset, who also have a similar 2.5% charge.
Yes. You can find councils which charge a great deal less than South Cam's. Huntingdonshire Council charges only 1.6%. So even if the council was prepared to shop around, it could do a better deal for its customers.
Because I'm wondering if the problem is with the charge itself or with the actual amount and the percentage that's levied. And I know when you buy various things online, sometimes it's a percentage, sometimes it's a flat fee on top of what you're buying.
Well, I think a flat fee is clearly less conscionable, but even a percentage at 2.5% means that on an average council tax bill, our residents are paying £40 a year.
Do you know how many people actually pay their council tax and other charges like that? Because I would have thought if it's a regular charge, perhaps a service charge or indeed the council tax, people would perhaps want to pay by direct debit, where they're presumably avoiding these charges.
Well, I think in fairness to the council, it does try and encourage people to pay by direct debit. And I understand that 75% of our residents do pay in that way, which is to be applauded. But that does leave 25% of our residents paying either by cash or presumably using their credit cards. Now, Theresa May's government talks about the just about managing families, and I suspect that the people using their credit cards to pay their council tax may well fall into that category, and they are being ripped off by their council.
Do we know what's actually happening to this additional money? Is it going into a particular budget, or is it just find itself as part of the council's general finances?
Well, what is the most important thing to learn from this is that it's not being returned to residents. It may well be being charged by credit card companies, but I do not believe that we are finding the most competitive rates as a council, and I think that we could do a better deal for our residents.
Because there are a number of companies I know, in fact Worldpay, based on the Science Park in Cambridge is one, and I know there's a few, well, plenty of others around the country and indeed around the world who offer these services. Do you think that maybe the problem is that the council has ended up choosing the wrong provider, whereas you say if they shopped around, they might be able to reduce the cost both for themselves and, just as important, perhaps more importantly, the residents?
Well, I do think that. I don't even think the Hunt's deal is very good at 1.6%. I mean, consumer groups say that the average cost of processing a credit card payment is 0.6%. So I simply do not understand how we are not, with our clout as a council, getting a better rate for our residents. Mm.
Do you think that, generally speaking, do you think the government is right to tighten up on these payments? I know, you know, I can go to a pub not too far from where our studios are, and if I forget what the actual fee is now, but if I'm sort of spending less than £10, which in itself can be an achievement these days in a pub, then you might get charged a fee. If you go to book something online, perhaps a flight with a number of companies, you end up having to pay. So in a way, why should a council be any different?
Well, I mean, I think that we're always being clobbered by these credit card charges. And yes, it's exactly right. As you say, we end up having to pay because we seem to have very little choice in the matter. As far as the government is concerned, There was going to be a European directive which would be outlawing these fees in January anyway, and they're trying to make themselves look good by jumping the gun and saying that they'll do it anyway. I mean, I think the fact of the matter is rules were brought in 2013 requiring nobody to be charged more than the actual cost of processing the payment, but clearly that has not been policed in any effective way.
And what do you think about the? It's quite strange, really, because you know the government paying attention to a rule coming in from Europe, just as the Brexit is being negotiated. But I don't know if you heard our news at 4 o'clock, but we heard from a gentleman from money saving expert Guy Anker, and he was saying that the problem, of course, is that a lot of these charges may have to be absorbed by the various shops, and presumably the council would have to do the same as well. And end up passing them on to the consumer, of course, at the end of the day.
Well, they would say that, but then I think that I do think that consumers should collectively have a very long, hard look at what the actual cost is of processing those payments, and I think that they would find out that the credit card companies are paying far over the odds than the actual cost.
Yeah, it's a very interesting issue. We'll see what happens from next January, when I think the retailers, according to the government at least, are going to be stopped from adding these charges. Philippa Hart, thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's Philippa Hart. She's the Lib Dem spokesperson for finance. And I should mention that we got in touch with a representative from the ruling Conservatives on South Cam's District Council, but no comment was forthcoming.